546 at 84 WHAS. We'll take more calls at 571-8484 for those of you who want to guess when exactly my job will be terminated here at 84 WHAS. And we'll make this a double whammy, double dip this time. If you have a WHAS Car Club sticker on your automobile, the first four callers who do so can call in now, and we have some extra gifts for you. And I guess, Buzz, you can read the gifts off if you have the script. 571-8484. If you have an 84 WHAS sticker on your car, we'll register you in the Car Club for a chance to win that Browning Pontiac Fiero that we have, that we'll be giving away shortly here on the station. 571-8484. Time again for the last Skywatch 84 traffic report. Here is Captain Larry Grant.
It's a good thing it's the last one. I can't see anything out here. We check southern Indiana, however, from the river right up here to 265. And as usual, it's in good shape. Really, there hasn't been any major problems this afternoon, so do your best to stay warm this evening and make sure you tune in to Reed Gage in the morning. I'm Captain Larry Grant, Skywatch 84, WHAS.
The Big Blue Cash Word is back. You can win cash simply by following UK basketball here on the home of the Cats, 84 WHAS. During each UK game, we'll give you letters, which when unscrambled will spell the Big Blue Cash Word. That word will be worth $100 on the very next Wayne Perky Morning Show. Follow the Cats on 84 WHAS. Listen for the letters, unscramble them, then win with Wayne Perky Mornings on 84 WHAS.
548 at 84 WHAS. Van Vance is along here with the latest in sports. First, Chuck Taylor's latest weather forecast, becoming mostly clear, very cold tonight. The winds should be diminishing, though, the low about 10 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with a high in the upper 20s. Tomorrow night, mostly fair, not so cold, a low of about 25. We have 22 degrees at present.
It's time for sports shorts.
Those guys wanted to do that for you occasionally, but when you came on the air to do sports, man.
Hey, that's nice of them. By the way, this is our regular report on the Denny Crum show that we do each day at this time. And, you know, so we'll be dropping by here with a coach every day and his comments on the season for the University of Louisville. We're just back from the Big Apple. Got in about 6 o'clock this morning.
Excuse the guy with the football helmet on over there. He's part of the free crowd. They got in for nothing today. We had donuts.
Oh, okay. That's the reason he's holding the helmet.
Get out of his way. He's trying to read there, will you?
That's right. Well, the
back! Away from the mic!
The U of L basketball report today comes on with a yawn. Coach Denny Crum and the Cards just got back from the Big Apple. The team arrived about 4:35 o'clock this morning here in Louisville at the airport from New York City after had a little holdup on getting out through the air traffic. The Cards are still a young team, basically, that's putting it together. The promising young freshmen have been great for Coach Denny Crum, but the vaulted Louisville press had its problems when not only the freshmen, but some of the upperclassmen had trouble in the game with Kansas and then with St. John's. The Louisville coach and I talked about the problem of the offensive guards and the other team getting by the first phase of the defense, and then it was in New York, at least, Katie bar the door.
And to me, you know, what happens when you do that is you just give them easy shots, and you've got to do a better job on defense at the end of the press than we've been doing. So the second half, I said, look, if we can't play better defense than we're playing, we're not going to beat anybody good anyway. So we've got to go ahead and really work on the defensive end. And so let's not press this half. Let's just come out and concentrate on playing defense and running the offense and running the break when we get a chance. And we played a lot better. We didn't give them up as many easy baskets, and they only shot 44% against us the second half as compared to 55% the first half. So I think that part of us helped us. What hurt us was when it got down to the nitty-gritty, we made too many mistakes. And I don't know what you can do about that other than experience. You can work on those game situations late in the game, which we spent a lot of time on, last-minute shots, late-in-the-game situations. But we haven't been able to stop the teams, these experienced teams that have been able to do those things at the end when it really counted. So that's been our big weakness. We've been able to come back and get in the game playing with young people. And so I was pleased with that. But by the same token, when it really counted, we weren't able to beat these good teams. But I really think this tournament was good for us. We learned a lot about ourselves. I learned a lot about the players on my team. I know a little bit more about what we can do and what we can, and hopefully they know a little bit more about what they can do and can't do. And if that's the case, and I'm sure it is, then we'll be getting better.
And, of course, the Louisville coach, with the team getting back late, gave them the day off. I think they kind of planned to give the players basically a day off from a lot of hard work anyhow today. And they had the day off. Now Louisville gets ready to go into action against the Purdue Boilermakers, Freedom Hall, 2 p.m. this Saturday. That'll be the first home game for the Cardinals at that time. Tomorrow, Coach Denny Crum will be back. We're going to talk about some of the new rules in basketball on our Tuesday edition. And then we'll turn our eyes later this week to talking about the Cardinals and the Purdue game, which is coming up in the season up ahead. They're going to be at home for a while. They actually haven't played one game at home yet, Louisville, so that'll be coming up. I think it's going to be good for this team. We'll be here later tonight on Sports Talk with Bill Green, the head coach of Marion, Indiana High School. An Indiana and Kentucky High School Roundup, and at 8:05, Danny Sullivan, the winner of the 500, Indy 500 car driver. Danny Sullivan, a native of Louisville in Aspen, Colorado. He'll be on with us. This is Van Vance here with Coach Denny Crum.
If I were you, I would be skeptical of smooth-talking gentlemen like me who offer you an ever-increasing array of ways to invest your money. Not that I'm about to mislead you. I am not. But if you speculate simply because you like the sound of this or that, well, you may learn that things are not always what they seem to be. Speculating is not investing. To truly invest, you must carefully weigh the safety, the return, and, of course, the source. Consider your options in that light. And if you will allow me, let me add this to your thought process. Millions.
Yes, more people calling in to register. We can only get a few of you in on the phones to legally register here, but you can do it through the mail. The contest is to name the exact date and time, or the person who comes closest to it actually wins the cash. $500 in cash. Predicting the exact date and time that I will be fired, forced to resign, or leave WHAS to join another radio station. This is my 1-2-3-4th here in town, so on the phone is Ray Presley. Is this Ray?
Yes, sir.
Good day to you, Ray. Your guess, please.
How about December 24th?
Will that be in 1985?
1985.
I appreciate your confidence. We'll get 3 weeks out of this anyway.
Why not?
It's enough to make one car payment. What is 3 times 60? 180?
Yeah, right.
Close enough for one car payment. Ray, you are registered officially here. I want to tell everybody else listening, too, that if you'd like to send in a postcard for a chance to win the $500 cash, mail it to You're Fired, WHAS Box 1084, Louisville 40201. But, Ray, you've got in over the phone. And as a reward, Buzz is not here. He says, unless we're giving away the specific gifts he has, I can read them off to you. Beautiful Christmas poinsettia from Graham's Nurseries and Floral Design. That's for you. Hang on the line. I need some more information, all right? Okay, and this is... Hello, who is this? Jenny.
Yes.
Jenny Ward.
Yes.
Your guess, please, on when I will be fired or forced to resign from WHAS.
December 6, 1985.
Oh, that'd be this Friday.
Yes.
You two are quite confident in my skills. Thank you kindly. You have won, just for registering, a Derby pie, chocolate nut pie, exclusively baked by Kern's Kitchen Incorporated. Stand by, I need more information from you, all right?
All right.
Thank you very much, Jenny.
Thank you.
You're very kind. And Rita.
Hi.
Hello, Rita.
How are you?
Your guess, please.
January the 1st.
Please tell me it's 2000 or 2010 or something. Give me a couple of years to work here.
It's going to depend from year to year. Each year, it's a New Year's resolution, and you've got to shape up or ship out.
Uh-huh. And I have to shape up. So I'll give you January 1, 1986. I'm tired of going to news stations and having to meet, you know, the news staff every time.
Right.
And everybody comes up and, oh, hi, it's really nice to meet you. And then when you walk away, you can hear them, something behind their breath because of something I said about them when I worked for another station. It's the way that works. Rita, you're registered, though. And for calling, you have a Derby Pie chocolate nut pie exclusively baked by Kern's Kitchen Incorporated. And you hold on the line. I need to get your address also. Yeah, they got a lot of confidence in the boy. It is 5:57 at 84 WHAS.
Oh.
at 6 o'clock at 84 WHAS Radio Louisville. Don't forget, tomorrow on this broadcast, we'll do our first anniversary show featuring highlights from today's broadcast. And we may not have time for records at all tomorrow. Don't make that face at me. It's 6 o'clock here at the News Leader.
Peridot, 84 WHAS.
We are the Merry Mouseketeers.
Mouseketeers!
We've got a lot above our ears.
Above our ears! Back, two, three, four. Hooray, hooray, hooray! Cheers for the Merry Mouseketeers. Mouseketeers!
Mouseketeers, roll call. Count off. Now.
Terry.
Dan.
Chuck.
Larry.
Mary.
Van.
For WHAS, 10 after 6. Terry Miners and Company, good evening. I'm being humiliated here while Denise Williams' wails are pretty hard out. Go ahead, do it again. Go ahead, have your cheap laugh.
We waited 6 months for this.
I'm nervous today, all right? Can't the guy be nervous? See, look at this right here. I'm nervous! Give me a break, I'm a human being. Chuck Taylor's latest forecast, becoming mostly clear, very cold, diminishing winds, lows about 10 degrees tonight. It's a little colder in here right now, thank you. Low tonight, 10 degrees. Don't forget your pet in the backyard. Partly sunny, cold tomorrow, high in the upper 20s. Tomorrow night, mostly fair, not so cold, low about 25 degrees. High near 40 for Wednesday, increasing cloudiness and milder chance of showers. It's 21 degrees at present. Okay, another 50 minutes and I'll be gone, and the next hockey puck will be on. Van Vance will have the sports talk program on. And you guys can ride him too, huh?
With six Louisville area locations, including 6011 Preston Highway and 4209 Bardstown Road. Remember, why just eat when you can eat at the house that Rax built?
I'm a rapping dad with something to say, because I know that Christmas is on the way. So if presents are a problem and you need a lift, just listen up for the ideal gift. Computers are now, they're cool, they're hip. Give one to your kid, it's a dynamite trip. Computer Emporium's the place to look. When it comes to computers, they wrote the book. Just ask about an Apple IIc, that's what my boy
boy's getting from me. Unless I take another look-see and decide to get him an Apple IIe or a PC Junior from IBM. Computer Emporium also sells them. They got the service and classes that you need to get you and your Apple right up to speed. Now, Christmas is coming. Don't hesitate. Before you know it, it's gonna be late. And no matter what computer you decide to choose, time is something you don't want to lose. So don't call me foolish, flaky, or squirrely just because I'm shopping early. Computer Emporium's my place because it turns me into rapping Santa Claus.
Computer Emporium is an authorized Apple dealer. Apple and Apple Computers are registered trademarks of Apple Computers Incorporated.
Butter spreads the love. Butter spreads the cheer.
This is Vincent Price reminding you that nothing brings out the taste of holiday food like pure natural butter. So for all the love and tradition that goes into your holiday entertaining, don't forget the butter.
Butter spreads the joy like butter. At the holiday time of the year, there's nothing like butter.
Happy holidays from American Dairy Association.
6:15 at 84 WHAS. The wrong one again. Sorry. Here. Okay, go ahead. Have your fun. Lonzo and Oscar on 84 WHAS. They'll give you more details on how you can win $500 in a couple of minutes tomorrow night. Mr. Al Purnell will be here in the flesh between 6 and 6:40. That's when the UK basketball coverage begins. They play the Cincinnati Bearcats tomorrow night in Rupp Arena. We'll have complete coverage for you with Kay Wood and Ralph here on the home of the Cats, 84 WHAS.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
Figured you'd go for the deep stuff. That's Minnie Pearl and Prince on that
one.
You
got it.
Thank you very much, Link. I appreciate your being here. Very kind. 18 after 6 at 84 WHAS. Give more people a chance to register for the 84 WHAS Car Club for a chance to win the Browning Pontiac Fiero. We'll be giving away very soon. More chances to register for that and the contest on when I'll be fired. Coming up here in just a few minutes on 84 WHAS. Here's the boss man. WHAS 622 and Terry Miners here. Van Vance will be up at 7 tonight talking basketball between 7 and 8. And from 8 to 9, Indy 500 winner Danny Sullivan will be on Sports Talk. Danny is in Aspen, Colorado. He'll be on the telephone. You'll be able to talk to him. Beginning at 7 tonight, Van Vance's Sports Talk, followed by the Metz show. Mr. Metz is one of the guys that I've met here. I know Wayne Perkey a little. I mean, we've said hi and had dinner together once. Very nice chap. Metz was the first guy here on the staff to actually invite me out, and it was to play tennis. The guy's tremendous. Tremendous tennis player. We went out, and I thought I could hold my own with him. He beat me 6-0, 6-0, 6-1, first time out. And I got the one while he was away getting a drink of water, so that guy's dangerous there. Metz will be in later on tonight, too, and probably talking about what a fool I made of myself today. So he's on at 9 tonight here on 84 WHAS. Chuck Taylor's latest forecast becoming mostly clear and overnight tonight a dip of about 10 degrees. Prepare. Partly sunny, cold tomorrow with a high in the upper 20s, and then tomorrow night mostly fair, not quite as cold. The low should be about 25. It's 21 currently at 84 WHAS.
To John Kaiser, who flew to New York to negotiate a merger when the mergee disagreed with the merger and the merger disagreed with him, Republic Airlines awards perks. Service that agrees with everybody. To Nell McCarran, who flew to L.A. to make an impression on a client who took her body surfing, and she ended up making an impression on the beach. Republic awards a quiet suite at the airport where the hardest thing is a cushy couch and the only thing wet is the wine in her glass. The executive suite perk. And to Ron Barry, who flew to Philadelphia, to Los Angeles, to Philadelphia, to Tampa, and back to Philadelphia before heading to Denver and, of course, Philadelphia. Republic Airlines awards a free trip after just 20,000 miles to somewhere he actually wants to go. The free trip perk. To all business travelers, Republic awards perks. You've earned them.
We make you feel
love to tell you about a unique toy store for children this Christmas. It's Bear Paws Playground in St. Matthew's Station. Bear Paws Playground has an unlimited selection of educational toys from birth to 7 years old. Now, these are toys not available in other stores, and they're high-quality, long-lasting toys. And they're divided into interest areas and age areas. Large selection of books at Bear Paws, too. Preschool furniture and indoor playground equipment is available. And there's a play area for your children in Bear Paws Playground where your children can play while you shop. You could have your child's birthday party at Bear Goose Party at Bear Paws. They've got games and decorations and a bubble-blowing bear. Another unique service is Bear Maws Drop-In Service during the week. You just call 897-7297 for reservations, and you may leave your child for a couple of hours or for a whole day. Visit Bear Paws Playground. It's in St. Matthew Station. Let their staff assist you in getting just the right gift. You'll find lots of stocking stuffers, too. Bear Paws Playground in St. Matthew Station. Visit there this Christmas for your children.
I hear she's found somebody new.
Oh, there she is. Let's ask her.
Kid brother likes this place.
I know, they go there all the time.
There's Jake Jr. meals just for the kids, but that's not all.
Well, what else?
They have great desserts.
Ooh, tell me.
They make great brownies and cookies in their own bakery. There's even an ice cream parlor.
Hand-dipped cones, shakes, malt sundaes, banana splits.
Wow, he sounds like a real sweet guy.
That's why I'll always go back to Peggy Jake's.
Located on Hurstbourne Lane at Whittington Parkway near Shelbyville Road.
The contest is simple. Just get your 84 WHAS Car Club sticker. Get it on your car and listen to 84 WHAS. But the prizes are exceptional. Cash for your car payment or a Browning Pontiac Fiero, a car worth $13,000. Plus a Bell South Mobility car phone and a year's free telephone time. You can sport this fire engine red Fiero if you stick with a winning team. 84 WHAS.
Thank you. 6:30 at 84 WHAS. The Toot Monsters, the house band, at least for the week only, performing well. I thought the association was doing quite well. Then they struck into something else here, right in the middle of that. The Toot Monsters, led by Link, actually Clarence Williams III, the guy who called himself Link on the old Mod Squad show, has been in all day today. Link, I have to thank you again for being a last-minute replacement here on the radio station. We had Billy Preston lined up, and he called earlier and said he couldn't find the state of Kentucky, so that's what he told us, and we appreciate your being in the air. He was in Indianapolis and made it down today.
Solid.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Kindly. How about a hand for our friend there, Link? Me too. You have gained my respect, sir. Thank you. 6:31 at 84 WHAS. We have a contest where you can win $500 cash, and we're only going to tell you about it on the air actually today, even though the deadline for entries will be this Friday. You'll have to jot this down. $500 cash to the person who comes closest to predicting the exact date and time that I'll be fired from this job. Forced to go to yet another radio station here in this town. If I'm not fired, the contest also includes when I'm forced to resign or quit my job here in order to stab this radio station in the back after the almighty dollar in pursuit of that, of course. Entries on postcards or written on the back of an envelope are fine. The mailing address is You're Fired, care of WHAS, Box 1084, Louisville, 40201. One entry per person, please. No employees of the company are allowed to enter this contest. And if you eventually become an employee of this company, your entry is automatically void, because there's a good shot you'll become the president of this company. They're very good about upward mobility inside here. And if some people do anything for $500, if you knew what date you'd send in. Date and exact time is what we need. The address again is You're Fired, care of WHAS, Box 1084, Louisville 40201. I'll take three more registrations, too, by the phone. That number is 571-8484. 6:32 now at 84 WHAS. For WHAS on the phone, sorry. 6:36. Well, there are several people standing by on the telephones here, and a couple of them are actually trying to cheer me up here. The contest, again, is $500 cash to the person who can come closest to guessing the exact date and time that I will leave the employee of 84 WHAS or WHAS Incorporated. You know, I could become one of the guys who waxes the leaves on the plants in the lobby and technically still be an employee of the station, and that doesn't count. It's when they throw me out the door into the street and cut off my money totally that I'm out. Is this Jewel Hogan on this line? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Jewel. How are you?
Fine.
Your guess, please.
June 6th, 1987.
Now, see, there. Don't pay any attention to them, see? Don't pay any attention to them. They're wanting people to say tomorrow, later tonight.
Oh, no.
You know, possibly an hour ago, that kind of thing.
Oh, no.
What time of day, Jewel?
10 o'clock in the morning. 10 a.m.
10 o'clock in the morning. You're registered. In that, now, for those of you listening, thank you, Jewel.
Thank you.
For those of you listening, the mailing address, you can send in your guests. They're due here by this Friday, 5 p.m. Mail to You're Fired, care of WHAS, Box 1084, Louisville 40201. We'll close registration Friday at 5 p.m., so I don't have to be left on the payroll until then, but it's probably a pretty strong possibility. If I stay here until I'm 65, that'll be the year 2022, and no one's even gotten into the next century yet, so they're a little short on confidence with me today. Hello, Pam.
Hello.
Your guess, please, when I'll be the employee ship here is terminated.
November 30th, 1990.
Give her a break, will you? That's 5 years. 5 years of my life. That's very kind of you.
Well, thank you.
Pam, that's very kind of you. And what time of day would that be?
Midnight.
I also must point out, too, if someone else guesses on the same day, these times come into play here. But let's say that I'm fired and no one's within 10 years of there. Well, we'll find someone. Someone, regardless of how far away you are from the exact date, somebody will win the money, and that's where the time of day comes into play there. Thank you very much, Pam.
Okay, thank you.
Got 1990. I'll have worked at 8 more radio stations by then. And this is Shannon?
Yes.
Shannon, your guess, please.
June 23rd, 1989.
Don't worry about it. I think it's a great and solid bet.
I do too.
I spent 2.5, almost 3 years at the last one, and then almost 4 years at the radio station before that. And I worked for one radio station for 1 hour, but that was a total mistake there. That was years ago. Shannon, what time of day on your guess, please?
5 p.m.
5 p.m. They'll come in and just yank me right out of here with a cane in the middle of the show.
That's right.
You're very kind, Shannon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Don't leave your dog outside tonight. It's 6:40 at 84 WHAS. It is going to be very cold out. 10 degrees, the low, mostly clear, very cold overnight tonight. Partly sunny and cold again tomorrow with a high in the upper 20s. And then tomorrow night, not quite as bad. Mostly fair with a low of about 25 degrees. 21 currently.
Have you tried New Grant's Farm Bread?